David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. And by the way, if you heard the introduction, when I said Jesus left us, that's not him abandoning us. It's going to talk about what he left us. Get it? Aha! All right, we're going to go over lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, yep, got to cover it. Russell Schubin's going to be on. We have to deal with that. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey now. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation. Kinda. Mostly. Well, for the most part. And it's not professional radio. That'd be good to remember. You want to know why? It's radio. It doesn't have to be professional radio. It could just be radio. It doesn't have to be super perfect. Everything's exactly on. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by for SRN News. But I feel like breaking.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The U.S. economy, helped by strong business investment, grew at a solid annual rate of 3% in the third quarter, marking the first time in 3 years that growth has hit at least 3% for two consecutive quarters. The July to September advance in the gross domestic product, the country's total output of goods and services, followed a 3.1% rise in the second quarter. An analysis of U.S. weather data shows that winter is coming later and leaving earlier. So far this season, only 40% of the lower 48 have had a freeze, compared to nearly two-thirds in a normal year. Last year was even more extreme. The changes mean more fruits and veggies, but also more allergies and pests. Facebook is taking new steps to verify advertisers and make all ads on the site more transparent. Users will be able to click on the ads and find out more about who's behind them. And on Wall Street today, the Dow up 33 to 23,434. NASDAQ up 144. The S&P up 21. This is SRN News.
AM 1210. K-Praise, the Christian station.
Join the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club.
Subscribe to receive daily devotionals. Be the first to know about crazy price mall deals. Receive exclusive invitations to free movie screenings. Sign up for your chance to win free new books from your favorite authors. And get first bids on contests to win cool stuff like free passes to community events, gift cards to local restaurants, and much more.
Subscribe to become a member today by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app and receive new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
It's easy to subscribe too. No need to create a new password with hundreds of special characters, a number, and a capital letter. You can subscribe using your social media profiles. It's that easy.
Join the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club.
Learn more by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app to receive the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, I'm Chris with Cash Call Mortgage. With today's rising home values and low mortgage rates, we're doing refinances with no closing costs that let you pull out tens of thousands in cash. Use that cash to pay off high-interest credit cards, car loans, do things around the house, or anything you want.
My husband and I realized the best low-cost way to get a large chunk of cash was to take advantage of our home's value by refinancing. Chris got us a low interest rate, and we pulled $50,000 in cash out. We paid off credit cards and a few other things, and the whole process was super easy.
Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save, with great fixed rates with absolutely no closing costs. None. Your house is your bank. So make the cash call now at 877-890-CASH. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. All right. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Doreen Griffin for her wonderful email. Doreen, that was a beautiful email. And I just want to say thank you for that. Very nice. Some people have been sending off, you know, really just stellar, encouraging, blessing emails. And I really appreciate it. David Spoon at KPRZ.com. is the email that you can send it to. But again, Doreen, thank you so very, very much. And of course, all of this I share with the producers because they, you know, without the producing, there is no show. I don't know if you know that, but see that button in the other room? If it's not pushed, if the lever is not lifted, it's no show. And then you can just hear the same commercial over and over and over again. Yeah, let's take a pass on that. A couple things I do want to throw in your direction. Of course, this segment brought to you by my good friend Sam Rasool. And if you're a person who's thinking about real estate at all, you need to be talking to Sam. You need to reach him either by the website, which is thinksam.com, or you call him on the phone. Now, before I give you the phone number, let me just give you three quick reasons why. One, 25% of his commish, whether you buy or sell through Sam, goes to whatever ministry or church you want. Two, if you're selling your home and it need works, he forwards up to $25,000 for you to fix up your home. And then when the house closes in the escrow, he takes the money back, doesn't charge any interest. Number three, if you want him to come out to your house, walk the property with you, use the algorithms, plus his common sense and knowledge of the market, he'll give you a price. If you don't like it, you don't have to take it. You don't have to sign anything. He just wants the opportunity to meet you and to get a chance to earn your business. Oh, by the way, he is a Christian with an incredible testimony as he was born a Muslim. Or into the Muslim culture. Maybe that's the way to say that. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. And we recognize that it could be people in your sphere, in your circle, in your world, in your universe, in your connectivity. And if somebody that you know is thinking about real estate, even if it's your boss, we say, send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. Hey, that was a good one. I like that. Send them to Sam. Dab nabbit. Okay, there you go. Dab nabbit. Threw that in there. That's always fun. Let's get to our next segment. I have to confess sin. I hate confessing sin on this show. It's such a drag. Anyway, this is brought to you by Ecola Termite. Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly. ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Here we go. You know, these bugs are becoming like robo-bugs. What's up with that? Okay. Okay, confession time. I love doing this. This makes me happy. I am deeply concerned about, in this move, the wrong thing. My wife, who is stellar, light years ahead of me in character and in every other category, except for amount of words. And that one I win. Anyway, she's concerned about the very important things in the move. What are those important things? Well, our safety, the dog. Remember Levi, right? Getting older, so you don't get as many stories. All of the, you know, precious things that we're putting in the cars as we're taking them, right? You know what I'm concerned about? I talked to the mover. You know what I told the mover? And my wife, you know, she hears this. I said, I don't care if you lose every single piece of everything we have. The one thing you must deliver is my TV. It's like the only thing I care about getting to Texas is my TV. Something wrong with me. There's just something not right about that. I don't even watch football anymore. I never watch ESPN. I won't listen. I don't watch half the news. And if I watch news, I only watch it in little bites because I don't like to get sick and I'm sick of getting tetanus shots. So anyway, I care about the TV. Put that up there with you guys. Make sure it's safe. Yeah, there's something wrong with me. All right, let's go to our DDD called Flip the Switch. This is a fun one. And this is going to be kind of a cool Friday. The second to last Friday. And in the next hour, I'm doing something really unique. I'm doing a Christmas teaching. Pre-Christmas teaching. Because it is pre-Christmas. I'm just pointing that out. Esther chapter 9, verse 20 through 22. Mordecai recorded these events and sent letters to all the Jews in all of the king's provinces, both near and far. He ordered them to celebrate the 14th and 15th day of the month of Adar every year, because during those days, the Jews got rid of their enemies. That was the month when their sorrow was turned into rejoicing and their mourning into a holiday. There were to be days of feasting, rejoicing, and sending gifts to one another and to the poor. Okay, now I want you to catch the very first thing that skips by a lot of people. Mordecai recorded these events and sent letters to all the Jews. Stop. Mordecai recorded these events. You know what he did? Well, watch this. This is a really novel idea. You've probably not heard this too often, or you've heard it every other week in your life. He kept a journal. He recorded what God did. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and you think about this, and then you think about this from this day moving forward. What if you wrote down every single time you made a prayer to God and every answer he gave you? Would you have a book going by now? Would you have kind of like a length, like, you know, for those who have been a Christian for more than an hour, you're going to have a book, a volume of papers that you will be able to display. For those of us that have been Christians in the long term, for a long time, we know we could fill multiple books. Here, Mordecai keeping a record of what the events were that took place so that he could communicate to everybody else and remind himself the great things God has done. Do you know that in some degree that the scriptures are God's journal that we get to read? Think of that. God wanted these things kept in the records. And so we get to read it. It's not a private diary. It's a public journal for those who are believers. That's the key to open up the journal. Faith. You can't open it up without faith. Get it? That's like flipping the switch. Get it? All right, now let's just go to the other thing because I want to just make sure you get this. So this is what took place. That was the month when their sorrow turned to joy. Why? Because he ordered them to celebrate the 14th and 15th days of the month of Adar. They were under tremendous pressure, and they had tremendous victory. And you know what they did? They celebrated. Remember that song? Celebrate good times. Come on. Do, 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 do. You know, there's something wrong with the Christian where you can't, like, you know, be happy about something. I mean, I love the Chosen Frozen, but the Frozen section you can only put your hand in so long. Give me a break. I mean, I need fresh food, too. And it's like, you know, if the Lord has done great victories in your sense, celebrate, right? How did the Jews celebrate in the old days? They sang and they danced. They didn't sing terrible lyrics and they didn't dance provocative dances. They rejoiced. Have you ever like, you know, doing a jig, like you're running really fast and you're in place and you're, yeah. It's exciting. And you're supposed to celebrate the great things that God does. But here's the coolest part of the whole thing, and that is this. There was the month, that was the month that their sorrow was turned into rejoicing and their mourning into a holiday. You could have sorrow and you could be depressed and you could be discouraged, and you need to understand that God can take that and change it into something else. They were so happy. They were feasting, rejoicing. They sent gifts to one another. There's a couple of legalists who go, oh, Christmas, you shouldn't send gifts to other people. There's only three times in Scripture it mentions it. Take a break. Sit down and take a break. Here's the real thing. The sorrow was turned into rejoicing. And how about your pressures, your trials, your struggles? What if the Lord takes those into... These people were going to be annihilated, and God gave them great victory through this. And they celebrated, and God turned that sorrow into joy. That's something for you and I to take hold of and to flip the switch on. Yes, yes, absolutely. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I was kind of at wit's end.
I like to go one way, he likes to go another way.
Maybe now is the time to invest in your marriage.
I thought I was doing everything that I could do.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Immediate practical help for today.
This conference gives you a chance to be transparent.
It sparked a habit of deeper communication in our marriage.
And hope for tomorrow.
The biggest thing is that it can bring hope in a marriage.
It touched on subjects we had not even talked about.
It's been the jumping off point for hundreds of conversations.
So get away and do something great for your marriage at Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Coming to La Jolla, November 17th.
If you really are serious about marriage, you really have to
invest.
Invest and get help. Because we all need help.
Ready to invest in your marriage? Visit weekendtoremember.com.
The investment that you make would be invaluable.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my KPRZ clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Some conservatives expressed dismay and even a sense of betrayal over the president's recent press conference with Mitch McConnell, in which Trump praised the Senate majority leader for his loyalty and effectiveness. What did Trump have in mind? McConnell's many right-wing critics seem to wonder. Very likely, he appreciated the Kentucky senator's stellar record on judicial nominations. It's not just that McConnell blocked Obama's Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland, enabling the superb appointment of Neil Gorsuch. He also delayed scores of liberal lower lower court nominees so that Trump took office with 107 key vacancies to fill, more than four of the last five presidents going back to Reagan. Kimberly Strassel of the Wall Street Journal praised both McConnell and Trump for nearly 60 consistently conservative judicial appointments so far. She wrote, McConnell just happens to have a steely passion for remaking the judiciary and deserves credit for the extraordinary class of judicial nominees now coming through. I'm Michael Medved.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I got chills.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. For the last time, our number one guest on the show, with more appearances than any of my substitutes, with more appearances than any other person, it is our very own Russell Shubin. I want you to make sure you understand this, and I got to tell him something he doesn't know yet. From Christian Outlook, you can go to ChristianOutlook.com so you can hear it. It's every week you can get the Christian perspective on the news and what's going on. We have him on KPRZ, the show on KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m. because the 4 p.m. slot was taken. So we have got them on twice on the weekend because they're that good and it is that important. Christian Outlook, our very own Russell Shubin. Russell, sir, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you. And I'm sad for the end of this chapter, this piece of our time together. But before we talk about anything else, just let me express my gratitude to you. This has been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed being on your program. I've enjoyed wrestling with and talking about all the issues of the day and doing so in a way that I trust. And I trust listeners have found it, doing it so in a way that I think honors Christ and draws us to Christ. So thank you, and God's richest blessings on you as you prepare for your own future.
Thank you, my brother. And you've been a fantastic guest as well as a great brother in the Lord. So I appreciate you saying those things. All right, let's get to the topic at hand. Christian Outlook, dealing with the best of the best. And, man, is there a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't even know anymore. If I turn on the news, I just can't tell if I'm watching repeats because there's always something breaking. It's so weird. It's like breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. What do you got for us on the show this week?
The freneticism of the news cycle is just too much. That is, you don't know. In one sense, you don't know what to talk about. Whether you're a consumer of news or an aficionado of news or somebody in the news business. But our subjects are a little less driven by the hotness of the news cycle. And we start off with a conversation with Everett Piper. He's the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. He's one of these university professors who are pushing back against the postmodernism that's so prevalent, the political correctness that's so prevalent on the college campus. And he's talking directly to parents about things like what kind of questions should you be asking as you're getting ready to send your kid to college. I know that that's the kind of stuff that's happening, that those are the kind of conversations that are happening in evangelical households right there in San Diego County. We continue that conversation, or not exactly that, but continue that thread with Philip DeCourcy. He's a voice, I think we've talked about him before. He's the voice of Know the Truth, one of the newer programs on Salem stations across the country. And we look at the trends happening here in our country relative to the UK. He was born and raised in Belfast, and anybody attuned to the history of Northern Ireland knows that it not only is not that's part of the UK, but that's a particularly tense part of the UK with lots of social unrest, lots of violence. And he looks at what's happening in the UK relative to here And in light of the gospel, in light of the responsibility that comes to believers as they've been entrusted with it. And then in this fast-changing culture, we look at and in this fast-paced work week that you're a part of, that I'm a part of, that listeners to your show are all a part of, Daniel Huerta of Focus on the Family, he's just one of these sharp, newer voices at Focus. He's just terrific. And he talks about the importance of fathers, and his emphasis is not – there is a thing of quality time and quantity time, but his big emphasis in this conversation is about undistracted time, attentive time. That is, put that handheld device down and pay attention to your kiddos. Good challenge, great practical stuff. And then we close out with a long conversation with Ben Sass with Albert Mohler on the vanishing American adult. Ben Sass is a senator from Nebraska, but he's an interesting character in the U.S. Senate because he's as much a Christian thinker and an original thinker as he is a typical – well, he's not a typical senator. He's much more of a Christian thinker that happens to be in the Senate. And as a result, he's a fascinating person, somebody that listeners should be paying attention to, and you'll want to get acquainted with this conversation.
All right, that's some good material. And I love the focus on the family mentality in regards to fatherhood and the idea of undistracted time, which I think is it's a issue in the family. It's an issue in the workplace. It's an issue between husband and wife. I mean, it's just a big issue that even when we're talking, the idea of multitasking seems to be a brilliant idea. I wonder if people would feel that way if they were talking to God and God said, "Hold on, I'm looking up a file." I mean, it's just like you got to be present. Yep. You got to be there for that conversation. So I love that, and I love you guys that you guys did that. All right, so let's give props to the senator because the senator, Senator Ben's talking about that vanishing of the American adult, and I think a big part of that is when the PC world comes up with phrases like toxic masculinity, and it's like, wait, it's toxic for a man to be a man. That's what they're coming up with. Is that? there's a part of me that thinks, okay, you are not a dog, you are a hamster. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how my dog would respond to that. What do you think?
Well, the toxic masculinity and that phrase most recently, as far as in the last couple of week news cycles, has come up as a result of the egregious and disgusting behavior we see coming out of Hollywood with the sex solicitation scandals from various producers. But the problem with that is that's not masculinity at all.
Right.
That's masculinity, rightly understood, is the person who finally stood between a woman and the man who's pursuing her and stands in front of that man and says, "No, you're not. Not here, not now. You're not going to do this when I'm around, and if the authorities are soon going to find out about it, et cetera." That is, masculinity is those who have the courage and the strength to stand up in the face of these sorts of things. But it is the broader theme that this ties into is just the value of work that Sass is emphasizing, and he is encouraging young people to reappreciate it and re-understand it. And we've separated the value of work from the value of provision. And a lot of the problems we have, including stuff related to sexual morality, is that we don't appreciate the value of work as an end in itself. And we don't need work for leisure. That is, there are many young people today who have leisure entirely separate and independent from any need for work, especially, upper middle class, upper class families that where young people do not need to work, or people who are indebting themselves through college without a need to work. So.
Yeah, that's a great point, because in youth, I think what's happened is it's not just a placating because they have a laziness element, but there's an excessive entitlement mentality where now students are telling teachers what the tests should be. You know, it's like this whole reversal where everybody's listening to the kids. You know, Isaiah 3:12 talks about a dangerous time when the youths become the oppressors. And it's like, yep, that's what's going on right now. I mean, they're becoming oppressors.
Yeah, your comment there relates to that, this material we start with at the front of this week's program with Everett Piper, is that, you know, we ought to be pursuing in our education, we ought to be pursuing the true and the genuinely and objectively true. But in so many places of education, that has been entirely abandoned. And so when everyone's pursuing their own truth, what do you have? Each man doing what's right in his own eyes, right?
Yeah.
So these are some wise voices trying to respond to these broad trends we see impacting. It's the culture at large, but if we want to change things, we want to focus on our education. We want to focus on our young people if we're going to make a difference for generations to come.
Yeah, and that's where, again, that parenting element that, you know, they all work together. All of your segments go together because you go back over to that segment from Focus on the Family and the need for the parent to be present and to be a strong influencer and to not let outside influences permanently shape a child. It's one thing if they have input, but it's another thing if they do complete shaping and curving and redirecting. I think that's great because they all flow into one another, and you got another fantastic show. And I know that people on KPRZ are going to continue to listen and continue to support the programs that you guys are doing, because Christian Outlook is looking at it from that Christian perspective, the Christian point of view, and picking out the best stories that people need to kind of concentrate on. And with this news cycle, you really do got to be picky. You got to really choose wisely. And you guys have done a great job. So I appreciate that, brother.
Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate you. And best to all your listeners. And hope to be in touch in days to come and be in touch with you in days to come as well. But all the best. And you guys all have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ. The Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
In my heart, there are tears. So I come to you, my friend. And now I'm asking you again.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Aitin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. Sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help. From Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's in business management to a master's in teaching and master's of science in leadership, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt from my friends at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. Andrew Del Rey, Todd Avakian. I've known them for years, for decades actually in the case of Andrew, for years with Todd. I've been to their offices and they work right here in Southern California. And as you listen to KCBQ 1170, know that these are local people. Even though they lend nationally, they've got offices everywhere. Their home office is right here in Southern California. And you can call them today at 888-888-1172. Tell them Hugh Hewitt sent you, or you can go online, find their banner at AM1170 The Answer. If you're getting ready to sell a home or buy a home, you need to be working with the best realtor in your area. And guess what? Sierra Pacific knows who those people are, and they will match you up. That ensures you get the highest price for your home if you're selling and helps you get your offer accepted when you are buying. Sierra Pacific, that's Todd and Andrew, work with the best realtors in Southern California. Don't wait another minute. 888-888-1172. 888-888-1172. Or go to the Sierra Pacific banner on am1170theanswer.com.
Sierra Pacific Mortgage Company, NMLS ID 1788. Equal housing. Lender.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ. Not the other station. The Christian station here in San Diego, California. That was me shooting an arrow at Agent Squires right there for that last play. You know, I mean, it's like, let the guy recut that with KPRZ. That's my line.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been kind of sitting on that one for a few days.
Have you really? It's a good thing to do it towards my exit. I'll complain less.
Well, there you go.
That's a wise decision on your part. Here we go. That's right. It's an old vaudeville thing. Whitefields Ministries, do not forget. Please do not forget. Steve's going to be joining us next week. That'll be his last opportunity to share with you through this show. Won't be his last opportunity with KPRZ, but through the show. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org if you want to get connected to a ministry that takes the gospel everywhere, supports rural pastors financially, inspirationally, and educationally. And I mean educationally. I mean, educationally, seminary level. They help provide clean drinking water to different villages so people cannot die when they drink water. That's a great idea. And they help network between the ministries, the missionaries, the different church ideas, and the different people that are working, which is important. If you want to get more info, whitefields.org, whitefields.org. You can always call them 760-846-8610. Actually, with that whole thing where Steve explained what Jesus meant when he was saying, look at the fields, they're white, is such a fascinating story. I encourage you to go to our podcast. I rarely tell you to go to the podcast to listen to something, but if you haven't heard the story, you should go to our podcast and find out where Steve explains where Whitefields got its name. Pretty amazing stuff. That's all I'm going to say. I'll let you look it up. Okay, let's get ready for our very next DDD. We're going to do this the other way, and I want to point this out that this applies to you. Who? To you. And the title is, He Shows Up for a Reason. Acts chapter 26, verses 12 through 17. This is Paul as he's telling the king about how he got saved. You know, this whole process. He's recalling the story in Acts chapter 26. And he says this, in this pursuit, I was on my way to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. About noon, O king, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven brighter than the sun shining around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice say to me in Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Who are you, Lord? I asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, the Lord replied. But get up and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen from me and what I will show you. Now, this is the retelling of what took place for the conversion of Saul. In the book of Acts, when Saul first got saved in Acts chapter 9, He goes through this process on the road to Damascus. This is a retelling. This is Paul doing the retelling. I just want to make sure that you kind of get that. He's retelling his own story. And anytime you retell a story, no matter what you tell me, and this is why scripture is so cool. This is what I love about the Bible. In reality, when you tell a story, when I tell a story, when I share my testimony, the next time I share it, I either include a detail I forgot or omit something and put something else in because there's so much stuff. And so in this retelling, it's almost the same except for this very end portion. And in this very end portion, after he says, it's hard for you to kick against the goads, the command for what he needed to do is explained in greater detail. Not a contradiction. It's just a further telling of the same story. And so Jesus goes to Paul and he goes, it's hard for you to kick against the goads. You know what a goad is? It's a stick. You're thinking, what's a stick? It's a pointy stick. It's a pointy stick that you direct wild animals, that's the wrong phrase. It's actually the animals that you are herding or taking care of or directing. And yes, the pointy stick often goes somewhere around the buttocks and pushes the animals in a certain direction. That's how it goes. And so what Jesus was saying is, you know, aren't you being kind of, you know, pricked in your conscience? Aren't you being kind of poked in your own conscience, Paul? Why are you kicking against the goads? You're trying to just go a different direction. It's never going to work for you. And then he says this, I've appeared unto you to appoint you. Hey, you know, Jesus saved you. And I'm glad he saved you. I'm glad he saved me. I'm glad I'm not one that's outside the camp. Believe me, I'm thrilled. But he didn't save me for me to go, thank you, take a fire insurance policy, put it in my back pocket, and then go do whatever I want to do. He appears to us to task us, to give us something to do, to give us some direction to go. And though it is specific in many ways tailored to our personality, there is this component right in this passage that tells you that this is more of that generic context where Paul is told by Jesus, I have appointed you to be a servant and a witness. And that's what you and I are supposed to be, a servant and a witness. Now, there are many individual things that the Lord may have you do throughout your lifetime, but you will never escape the common appointment to be a servant and a witness, to be one that serves and one that shares. Nobody said you had to be Billy Graham. Nobody said you had to go on the streets and just start telling people. Nobody said you couldn't. Nobody said you had to. Nobody's saying that. In your life, you need to be a servant as a person and a witness to the things of God. And I like this part just because it makes me happy and it drives, a dispensationalist crazy. So I love this part. And at the end of it, he says this, for I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and a witness of what you have seen from me and what I will show you. So this counts for everything the Lord has taught you to this point. And it also counts for everything from this point forward that he's going to teach you. In all of those things, past, present, and future, you and I are called to be a servant and a witness. Sometimes, as we said the other day, your whole witness, when people say, what's with you? Why are you that way? Jesus! That might be the only witness you have to say. That might be enough to change somebody's life. Ooh, good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Come and hear Greg Laurie in Oceanside.
The church is a place that says to anyone, you can believe and become a part of the family of God.
Pastor Greg Laurie is coming to Oceanside for a special event on Sunday, November 5th. Join him at 12 noon for the kickoff of Life Point Church, led by his friend and fellow pastor, Mark Finnegan.
Join Pastor Greg Laurie and me on Sunday, November 5th, as he gives a special message to help launch Life Point Church in Oceanside. Bring your Bible, bring an open heart, and bring your family and friends, and let's see what the Lord will do.
Hear a special message by Pastor Greg Laurie at the inaugural Sunday service of Life Point Church.
We all have a part to play.
Don't miss this special event at the new Life Point Church in Oceanside, pastored by Mark Finnegan. Greg Laurie is the special guest Sunday, November 5th at 12 noon. For more details, visit lifepoint.city, not .com, lifepoint.city.
HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, you missed yesterday's meeting. You said you'd be there.
True, Mr. Employee of the Month, but yesterday was opposite day, so when I said I was going, I actually meant I wasn't.
Wait, opposite day? So everything you said yesterday had the opposite meaning?
Right.
So, wait, when you told me you didn't have pink eye...
I actually have a raging case of it.
And when you said you finished the Q3 reports...
Haven't even started them.
Oh, well then, that must mean that when you were asking for a raise, you were really asking for a pay cut.
Touché, Mr. Employee of the Month. Touché.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. But if you want Employees of the Month, go where smart local job seekers find good local jobs. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
We don't discriminate against people named Dave. Dave is a common name, fun to say, and so we're using it as a catch-all for lackluster employees everywhere. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, I'm Chris with Cash Call Mortgage. With today's rising home values and low mortgage rates, we're doing refinances with no closing costs that let you pull out tens of thousands in cash. Use that cash to pay off high-interest credit cards, car loans, do things around the house, or anything you want.
My husband and I realized the best low-cost way to get a large chunk of cash was to take advantage of our home's value by refinancing. Chris got us a low interest rate, and we pulled $50,000 in cash out. We paid off credit cards and a few other things, and the whole process was super easy.
Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save, with great fixed rates with absolutely no closing costs. None. Your house is your bank. So make the cash call now at 877-890-CASH. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things I want to throw in your direction. Number one, if you heard that last commercial when the guy talks really fast, whenever people are talking like, just in case you think they actually talk that fast, there is a program that speeds up their voice. I'm just telling you so you can know, right? They have to fit everything in like 15, 30, or 60 seconds unless they buy more time. And so they have to be able to give all those disclosures, but they have not been told how fast they can do it. And if you have a really good program, you can go like this. Ready? In the beginning, come Lord Jesus. I just did the whole Bible. Was that fast or what? That's how fast they can get that thing going. The other thing I want to tell you is I appreciate everybody's prayers, the blessings and everything that people are shouting out towards us. And I did have a blessing this morning, and it was a rarity, and I'm going to say it, and Agent Squires is going to be maybe semi-jealous, and that is I drove to work today, and I actually didn't get going till later. I was writing a little bit of a paper for my school stuff, to be truthful. And I got on the road a little bit before 9, 5 minutes before 9. It took me 26 minutes in the middle lane to get to work.
Wow, that's impressive.
What the bad part about that was is then I pulled in and I took the GM spot because he's not here, because I always do that. And I had to sit in that spot for another 9 minutes to finish my prayer time.
What like, is it with the attraction to getting the boss's parking space?
I don't know. It's like a rebel. It's like a rebel thing. It's like a defiance thing. I
mean,
I don't
even
know.
Back home, they would do that at my old station. Oh, boss is gone. I'm going to take his place. It's like, come on.
Yeah. No, mine is because I actually park 7 spots over. And so for me, it's really just closer.
Just, you know, as long as I don't get a door ding, that's why I park way out in the boonies.
Yeah. Well, my car could use a couple of dings. It might improve its looks. Anyway, here we go. Let's get to our very next segment. This is a good one. I started the whole show off with this, and some people got upset. Just relax. Jesus left us. I said that, and people are like, oh, what do you mean Jesus left us? He didn't leave us. That's not what I meant. Jesus left us some stuff. I'm going to give you a few basics. It's not an exhaustive list, but it's something to keep in mind because, you know, Jesus, he didn't just come and go, and then now you're on your own. Figure it out. Christianity isn't a figure it out without God process. What I find amazing is people in the world or people in the media specifically and in Hollywood, they believe they can be Christians without Christ. It's just like, okay. As my former business partner said, don't be upset, people. As my former business partner said, there is no I in team, but there are two of them in idiot. That's great. That is a great line. I'm sorry. All right, Jesus left us. Here's some basics. You cannot use that line and say I gave it to you. I will deny it and erase it from the tapes. The first thing that Jesus gave us, which is the most important element, and I'll explain why. The first thing Jesus gave us is the truth. Now, why is the truth important? Because you might be going, well, what about the love of God? You don't even know what real love is without the truth. You don't understand grace and mercy without truth. You don't understand that the world's concept of love is polluted and perverted, and it has nothing to do with God's concept of love, no matter how many millions of dollars they make. So you need the truth first. It must be the first car in the train. It must be the first or the what's the first car in a train? Like the engine train thing, whatever. It's got to be the first one. The second thing Jesus left us, which is exceedingly important, because without it, we're wasting our time. The other thing that Jesus left us, and listen to this, is a graspable eternal life. Now, you might be thinking, what? In 2 Timothy 1:17, it says that Jesus brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. In other words, life and immortality can now be achieved and reached because Jesus brought it within our grasp, within our grip. And what's important, actually, I think it says 2 Timothy 1:7. So actually, what's important about that is to catch... that's the wrong verse, too. It's really important to catch that Jesus made eternal life something you can look at and go, wait, he demonstrated eternal life because he got up from the grave. That's the eternal life. And then he was ascended to the Father. That's eternal life. And he's going to come back and take me, and I'm going to ascend, and things are going to change, and I'm going to live forever. Like, yes. There you go. That's the key, that you can grasp eternal life, because without it, we're crazy. We're nuts because we're doing all this stuff and you're not going to live forever. Paul said, of all men, we are most miserable if the resurrection wasn't genuine. So he gave us the truth. He gave us a graspable eternal life, and he gave us an example of a relationship that exists between humanity and divinity by his communion with the Father. He showed us that we can hang out, that we can have a relationship with the Father like he did because he spent time with the Father. The fourth thing that he left us, which is fantastic, is, of course, a picture of God's love. I'm not trying to reduce love. I'm just putting it in its proper place. That he left us a picture of God's love But then I want to say the last of these five things: the truth, a graspable eternal life, an example of relationship between humanity and divinity, a picture of God's love, and peace. John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. My peace I leave with you. That is another thing that Jesus left us. What a great small little list. Use that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. Coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.